All right, Larry, again, if you'll announce your presence.
Larry Bagshaw here.
All right. Corey?
Corey Ellsworth is present.
Sherry Hellman present.
Ray Haddix present. Anyone else? Very good. I declare a quorum. So we will commence the meeting. Again, if there are any unscheduled comments from the public, the blue card needs to be filled out. There are no attendees in the room today. But if there are, we will discuss. Okay, as far as new business, we want to discuss and take possible action regarding the purchase of a 2022 Ford F-350 Super Duty diesel vehicle. You know, some of our vehicles are getting old. We have a 2005.
Yeah.
It's one of our older ones. We've put a lot of money into them. I think they're going to require more money. One of them has difficulty going up the hill to Strawberry, particularly if it has any type of load that it's hauling. So George was kind enough to kind of go on a search, and it's taken him a couple weeks, and found a 2022, and these are government cars.
George is here.
Okay, George.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was having difficulty getting into my email, which means I couldn't get to the meeting, and so one of those things.
Maybe you should. Julia, she maybe could have helped you out.
Anyways, yeah, so I did a search of vehicles. I went and looked at used vehicles first, and basically I checked probably all the local places you would check, which is, you know, the Chapman's, the local Fords in whatever that town is. I can't remember, but basically they all came back with the same answer. We don't have anything used that's in worth getting. Even Auto Trader had almost nothing, and the few things they did have used were as expensive as buying new. So I eventually came across a, through someone I had done business with before and I've known for a while. He had a Ford F-350, exactly what we wanted, coming in on rail. Matter of fact, it should arrive any day. And he was willing to give us the fleet government price and everything else. And, it came out to be what I saw as the best deal. We did look at I guess they did get a quote from, Santan for the same vehicle, and this one came out about $5,000 cheaper, which is a good thing. So at this point, he's got it. He'll have it in hand within a few days, and he'll be able to put the utility bed on the back in about a week. So which means that within the next couple weeks, we could have the truck delivered. Every other option I was looking at, they wanted us to order, and they wouldn't even be able to place the order for over a month before they opened orders, and then even then it would be another 3 or 4 months. And I was even told after that, Sharon, it would not be for 2022, it'd be for 2023, and the prices would probably change and the whole body style changes. So the one through Bell Ford seems to be the best deal from what I've seen, but I'll let you go over the quotes. Hopefully they're in the package, and give me any feedback you want.
That price includes the install of that bed.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The bed's $11,000. That's done off site. And he already got the quote from I got with our crew there on what they would need on that, and made sure that, all the ladder racks and the pipe things were added, to the bed design.
I wanted to add that the reason we're going this route is we just got rid of an old 2009 truck that was in really bad shape. So it's not like we're really strapped for another truck, but we only have 6 people working in the field, and Jim's going to hire 2 more because we have a budget for 8 people, and we need to have more staff in the field. So therefore, we need to have another good service truck.
I agree, Sharon. Any questions on that?
And again, the 2 quotes, one was $81,376, and the other one that we're discussing now was a $76,338. So any more discussion, any questions for particularly George?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion for the chairman or vice chairman to sign the purchase contract with Bell Ford in the amount of $76,866.
What's that?
I second that.
I think Larry seconded it.
Okay. You're cutting that. You were breaking up there a little bit, Larry. We just could hear parts of it.
Okay.
Okay, second from Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I am going to abstain only because I do know this individual we're buying it from, and I don't think it would be fair for me to vote in this. So I will abstain on the vote.
Can you reach out to Doug and have him actually do a purchase order type thing for us?
Yes, he is. He's doing it. He's getting it set up. Okay. He's working on it already.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So no opposition? Very good. The motion passes. George, if you'll get that paperwork, we'll get it signed and get the truck on its way. And thank you, George, for all your...
You're welcome. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for all your help, too.
Okay, the next item to take possible action on is regarding the purchase of the McKnight property. Okay, basically, the district has been in negotiations with the McKnight family to purchase the property in Strawberry. The district has operated the well located at this site since 1997 under a well share agreement. The owner wants to sell the property as they have moved from the area. In addition to owning the well on this 0.88 acre parcel, the district will have land for future public use. Included with the purchase, the district will pay closing costs in the amount of $2,724. So, as many of you know, we've had a lot of discussions. Larry, you assisted quite a bit trying to go back and forth to get some type of agreement. In fact, I think we even gave you a check one day that you went over to present to Maggie and just couldn't get any movement on it. You know, property has slowed down up here. Values, I don't know if they've dropped, but they're certainly not going up anymore. And, you know, there was an opportunity for them to sell it. We had the initial offer. They were looking somewhere, what, 600, I think, originally.
Yeah.
Got down to, what, 550?
Yeah.
We still said, not interested. Made the offer, 425, no movement. And then last week, Sharon and I talked to our attorney, told him we'd go to 475, but that was it. No higher. That's our last and final offer. Few days passed, and they agreed to that purchase price. So, again, no realtor fees with the exception of the closing costs that we've agreed to pay. And we've already gotten an estimate. Sharon has reached out to Pioneer Title. We got the amount for the closing. And certainly we'd like to pursue this. And if there's any further discussion, like I said, I know we've had a lot of discussion over the past few months. Thought we were close a few times, but didn't get there, but we're finally here. So any further discussion on it?
I just wanted to say that in one of our e-sessions, we had come up with offering the 425 and also stated that 475 would be the most that we would pay because we could add the appraisal value of 377 and the value we got for the well from Charlie for 92, so we can document this amount of money. We can't document anything more.
More than that.
And that's what they were told. You know, we're a public entity. This is all we can do, and we can't go any further. And so they agreed to accept it and sent an email saying they accepted it.
So depending on today's outcome, we will proceed with a contract between them, selling all the details, and then we'll just take that to the title company and proceed. So any discussion from anyone on the phone? George?
Yeah, so I'm assuming since we're not going to be going through any sort of loan organization, we're not going to need to do any sort of building inspections or all the normal things you do when you buy real estate. Is that correct, Sharon?
That's correct.
Yes, and we are going to do a survey. We are going to get the property surveyed, you know, particularly if there's any plans to do anything else on that property.
Are you going to do a full survey or just a what they call the yellow stick?
No, a full survey.
Okay.
Because we think, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's many future plans for the property.
Yeah.
Right, right. And a full survey is binding in law. Yellow stake will, or orange stake will show you where your property lines are, but not necessarily is it useful in the court of law. So, okay.
Yeah.
And we can do blue stake ourselves, but that will be very helpful to us down the road. So, and again, I'm anxious to, you know, with the existing well, see, you know, what that's all about, see if we could get any more production out of it, possibly. You know, bigger pump, bigger motor, bale and brush or do whatever, but kind of finally excited that we have found something with productivity that we can call our own and possibly down the road have future plants. So
this well is 440 feet deep and it's in the red wall from 172 feet down. So therefore it has a constant water supply. It's not affected by weather. And also, we don't have any idea if we're running it at capacity. So once we get it, then our field guy, Jim, will take care of it and see if we're really running it to capacity, if we can get more from it, and that type of thing.
That sounds great. Okay. That sounds like a really good outcome.
Yes, at last. So, do we have a motion to proceed?
I make a motion to proceed on the purchase of the property for $475,000, right?
Okay.
And I second that.
Do we have a second? All right, Corey seconds. Okay. Any further discussion?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good.
Okay, opposed? Opposition? I feel like an auctioneer. Sold! Sold. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. And again, Larry, thank you too for all your help with all the preliminary and discussions with Maggie. Sure, that didn't hurt along the way for us to get where we are today. So thank you for that. Okay, do we have any potential agenda items for next scheduled board meeting, which will be held on October 27th?
Does anybody have anything at this time?
Anyone have anything at this time?
Discuss up to the November meeting, which is on Thanksgiving. We need to discuss the November meeting, which is on Thanksgiving Day.
We need to discuss December or November meeting, which is on Thanksgiving Day, about either moving it or
canceling or whatever. Okay. Let's discuss that then on the October 27th meeting, the next official board meeting. We'll determine what we're going to do for November. Thanks, Becky, for bringing that up. Only a secretary and his assistant would be aware of that and looking out for us. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, George seconds the motion to adjourn. All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, folks, for attending. Appreciate you calling in. And Larry.
You bet.
Strawberry.